God has seen fit to put a verse in his scripture that may be one of the greatest passages in all of scripture for the purpose of giving us hope when we're going through a difficult time. And that verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. In this one verse, God gives us three sources of hope when we're going through a fiery trial. The verse says, "There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." Now first, let me point out that the Greek word which is translated temptation in this verse actually has a broader meaning than our English word temptation usually carries. By temptation, what we usually mean is the act of being tempted to sin. But in the Greek, while it can carry that meaning, the meaning is a little bigger and a little broader. It does carry the idea of being tempted to sin, but it also includes the idea of going through a trial or a time of testing. The Greek word here is pyrosmos, which is exactly the same word that Peter used in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, when he wrote, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." It's very clear in that verse that the meaning should be trial or testing instead of tempting to sin. Another word in that verse that can cause some confusion is the word suffer. In this particular context, this particular Greek word means allow or permit. So you could read the verse like this: "There has no testing or trial taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you or not permit you to be tested above what you are able to bear, but will with the testing also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." Now, the first word of encouragement we find in this verse is the word or the phrase "common to man." Most people at one time or other go through trials and tribulations and testings and times of grieving and suffering, and we get the feeling that no one could possibly understand what we're going through. We almost think we can't make it, because we're having to endure what no one else has had to endure. And what God is reminding us here in this verse essentially is this. He's saying, "Look, I know that what you're going through is very hard, and I know it may seem to you to be unbearable, but you do need to realize that I have other children who've gone through very similar trials, and I enabled them to get through it, and I can enable you to get through it also." It can help sometimes when we're going through a fiery trial if a close friend can put his hand on our shoulder and say very honestly, "Look, I know this is tough, and I know it's not easy. And I want you to know that I've been through something very similar to it. I didn't think I could make it at the time, but somehow God got me through it, and I know he will do the same for you." But even if there's not a friend to lay his hand on his shoulder and say those words to us, it's as if our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, lays his hand on us and says these words to us. It really is true that there are indeed others out there who have been given grace by God to get through a trial similar to what we are going through. God helped them, and he will help us. There's a second word of encouragement in this verse, and that's in the phrase, "above what we are able," or able to bear. God assures us in this verse he will not allow us to be tested or tried above what we are able to bear. Now, I know there are many times when we feel like we've reached the end of our rope. We really haven't reached the end of our rope, but we feel like we have. And often we feel like we can't bear anymore. We cannot endure anymore. but God knows what we can endure. He knows better than anybody in the world what we can handle. He knows it better than we do. He knows how much we can handle. And He knows what the straw would be that would break the camel's back. And what He's doing in this verse essentially is promising that He will never ever allow that much testing to come our way. And so when we're tempted to cry out, "Oh God, I can't take any more," He just gently reminds us, "I will not allow you to be tested above what you're able to bear. I will give you the grace to bear it." There's a third word of encouragement in this passage. God says He will, with the testing, with the trial, also make a way to escape, that you might be able to bear it. There are those times in life when we're going through a trial and there seems to be absolutely no way out. It's like we feel like someone has shoved us into a room that has no windows and has no doors, and we look at all sides and we see no way of getting out of this situation. When we feel like that, we need to remind ourselves from this verse, God says, "I will make the way to escape." At just the right time, in just the right way, He will open the door. And there have been many, many Christians who felt exactly this way, didn't see any way out, and then God worked in a miraculous, amazing way, to the extent that they look back on it later in astonishment at how He made the way to escape. It's not easy for us to remember just how limited our vision can be when we're looking horrific circumstances right in the face and they're upon us. It's not easy sometimes to remind ourselves that we have a Father who is bigger than any of these horrific circumstances could ever be. And it's during those times when we need to force ourselves to quit looking at the circumstances and focus on God. Our tendency is to glance at God every now and then and offer a quick prayer of help, and then just gaze and gaze and gaze and gaze on these horrific circumstances. Well, God wants us to reverse that. Yes, we need to look at our circumstances and make a realistic appraisal, but we need to keep our focus and our gaze on God Himself and on His promises and His Word. Because we know, based on His Word, that no matter how bleak the circumstances might be, God will see us through. God raised up a man by the name of Winston Churchill to lead Britain through the darkest period of her entire history, during the Nazi invasion during World War II. And many people in Britain were giving up. All hope was being lost. But of course, Winston Churchill refused to allow them to give up. And eventually, God gave them victory over the demonic Nazi invaders. Many years later, after the war was over, Churchill, now very famous, was invited to give a speech at a boys' school, which he himself had attended when he was a boy. And it was time for him to speak. All the boys were sitting there waiting quietly for his speech. He walked up to the podium and he spoke these words very slowly and with great emphasis. "Boys, never give up. Never give up. Never, 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 never." And he sat down. That was the end of his speech. And I'm sure every person in attendance that day carried vivid memories of that moment to their dying day. So when you're going through the fiery trial, I would strongly encourage you, memorize this verse, and let this verse be God's perfect way of giving you three powerful reasons why you should never give up. Never give up. Never, 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 never.